Don't wanna bolt down my eyes yet. I really don't wanna bolt down my eyes yet. I really don't wanna bolt down my eyes yet. I really don't wanna bolt down my eyes yet. I really
What up, Mormons?
Hello, good evening.
So today, we have special, special guests. Our friend Reed, you'll be actually able to hear him this time.
Yes.
And his beautiful fiance, Ashley.
Yes. Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting. If you have been a loyal LaBarum for the Latter-day listener, you know that Reed has been on before, and we had a little bit of issues with the microphone situation, and you didn't get to hear his profound statements.
But this time...
You will.
You will.
I'd like to thank everyone who voted me number one guest that's been on this show in the history of the show. It's a real honor.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for coming back.
Giving us a second chance.
It ups our ratings.
By popular demand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Sweet. So today we're going to talk about, it's actually really cool because I was planning we only have two shows left today and next week.
So sad.
Very sad. I actually found out that we may be able to do it in the summer if I stay. So.
Really?
I'll get back to you on that.
Yes.
But so today was Eternal Families and Eternal Marriage, and it's great. Because I was talking with Anna, and she said that Reed and Ashley were going to be here, and I was like, you know what our topic is? And she's like, what? And I text message her back, and I'm like, this. And she's like, really? Except that's not really how it happened. But
close.
Close. So we're really excited. So if you don't know, Anna's going to explain to us kind of what eternal marriage means and what that is in the church, because it's exclusive to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, this is something that definitely sets us apart from other religions. We believe that families, if they are married with the proper authority here on earth, they can be for all time and eternity. The vows you say and what normal people are used to hearing is...
Normal people.
Normal.
As opposed to us.
As opposed to peculiar people. Uh-huh. the typical vow that you'll hear is, till death do us part. In our church, if you get married in the right place by the right authority...
Which would be the temple with a priesthood holder.
Yes, thank you. You will actually be saying, I do, to... for all time and eternity.
So marry someone you like.
Yes.
Because, whoo!
Yeah. Someone, yeah. I mean, that's why we have, you know, Reed and Ashley here, because, you know, they're about to take that
leap
of faith in their life. And maybe they would like to, I don't know, Reed, would you like to elaborate on anything? Like, are you kind of...
What are you feeling?
No, I think that was very well said. Like you said, we believe that the happiness that we have in life, hopefully, between a man and a woman and their family, is something that doesn't have to end with death, because that's really, really sad.
It is.
And so, you said, we believe that families can be, when done through the proper priesthood authority, just like baptism or any other ordinance, when done with the proper priesthood authority, can be binding, just like the Savior said to Peter in the New Testament. He says that you'll have the power to seal on earth and in heaven. We believe that power he was talking about is that priesthood power, and that the families can be forever, together forever. And yeah, Ashley and I are planning on getting married in August, so we're really excited about that. We're going to get married in the San Antonio Temple, and there we will be married and sealed by the priesthood power, and she'll be stuck with me for a long, long time.
How do you feel about that, Ashley?
I'm okay with it. I think I'm okay with it. No, Reed's wonderful, so I think he's the only person that I could be with for all of eternity.
Yeah.
That's good.
I could be with you, Anna. Tough. But not in that special
way. Not in that special way. we could just, you know, live next door to each other for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Like the Golden Girls.
Exactly.
My best friend, Jamie, we were best friends, like, we met at girls' camp, like, when we were 12, and we were best friends ever since. And, like, I don't really see her because she lives in California, but when the new temple was going up in Juarez, Mexico, mm-hmm. It's, like, 15 minutes from where we lived, and so we went to the open house, and when we got to go through the ceiling room, we sealed each other. We sealed ourselves as friends. I don't know why we did that.
You're going to hell, Colleen.
I know! No, we, like, held hands, and we were like, we're sealed as best friends because we were here. It was really weird.
How old were you?
I'm not going to say. It's incriminating. I think I was like 15. Old enough to know better. But it's pretty funny.
That is funny.
But, we forgot to say who was playing that awesome, awesome song playing. It was called Drowsy Drowsy.
Yeah, by the band Uzi and Ari.
Super good.
They are from
Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Salt Lake City.
And Reed actually told us about them. So thank you, Reed. We enjoyed their music. We'll probably play something from them a little bit later on, too.
Yeah, we're going to play Don't Blackout a little bit.
Oh, okay, cool.
Sweet.
Something that I just thought of was, I guess people listening might be like, well, you know, what's the big deal of saying, you know, if you're going to be together past this life? Because, I mean, we can still commit to each other while we're here on this life and all this other stuff. I've noticed in my past, you know, experiences, and then also watching my parents, because my parents are sealed, that it just really reinforces every vow that you say, if you say for all time and eternity, because it really puts back that focus on the family as being the essential unit, the fundamental unit of society. Everything revolves around the family. And by saying you're not going to give up in this lifetime or the next lifetime is just like the ultimate vow to me.
Yeah, that is awesome. You know, I was thinking, man, you really got to like, love, your person. Because really,
see, Colleen, here, it sounds to me like you're not in love with anybody.
No, I'm not.
So that's like, I understand where you're coming from, but
because it's scary to me. But really, like, love, I don't think is enough. You have to be, because, okay, you love someone, right? You really love them. You're in love with them. But love fluctuates. Mm-hmm. Like, when they have nasty breath in the morning, you're like, mm-hmm.
No.
When they have, you know, not really. I've been in love before. Brokenhearted. But.
So when, you're bitter now, then?
No, I'm not. I was bitter up until, like, 2 years ago. I was really bitter. I actually find it quite exciting to think about now. But mm-hmm. I think it's more important to find someone that you like and that respect and that like and respects you and that compliments you, this person. Because I've been in love with, like, a lot of people. I've been in love with, like, my shoes.
Yeah.
You know. But I didn't like and respect my shoes.
Especially when they gave you blisters.
Right?
Well, here's...
So
here's
I think you guys like and respect each other, so I think it's great.
Here's a spin on what you're saying, Colleen, because you're right. Because marriage does take more than love. It's a lot of work. I've never been married, but I've known a few people that have been married, and but what's neat about a temple marriage is that it's more than just a civil contract like it is mm-hmm. if you go get married in Las Vegas or anywhere else. But we believe that when we're married in the temple and you're married by that priest of authority, that it's more than just a contract, that it's a covenant, or as well, mm-hmm. we say, it's a promise between you and your spouse and your Father in heaven, that as you commit to love each other and to love the Lord, that you will be blessed, and that, yeah, problems will come along in marriage. Things happen. You know, mm-hmm. there's different viewpoints on all kinds of things. But as you focus on your Father in heaven and doing what he wants you to do, that he promises that he will strengthen that marriage and that he will make all things work for your gain. So that's a big blessing right there.
Reed, you're so awesome.
Glad we have the microphone on this time.
Yeah.
But I think we need to ask Ashley, though, how she
no!
feels.
No! Yeah.
Because, well, Ashley, she's only been a member of the church for a little over a year now, so it's...
Oh, really?
She'll have a good viewpoint on all this.
When you first heard this concept of being, you know, married forever before I... You probably heard it before you joined the church. I mean, I would hope to. Did it kind of seem far-fetched, or were you like, yeah, that makes sense?
At first I was really scared, because just seeing all the other relationships around me, it didn't seem like that was something I would really want. I was like, people aren't really happy for very long after they get married, but then after I saw Reed's parents and his family, and then other people in the church, I realized that it was something that I wanted for myself, because it just makes it, I don't know what it is. I think it's kind of magical, yeah. personally.
That's sweet.
But it just, it bonds you together in another way, and has, it's like another, it's like a triangle instead of just a partnership between two people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes a big difference, is that it's not just you guys, and there's someone else helping you out, and it's magic.
That's nice. I am. Like you said, you had the example of Reed's parents. It's really important to have examples of good marriage, because if I went off my parents, whoo boy.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever talk to anyone.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's one thing that I have said over and over to so many people. I'm just so thankful that I have my parents. Because, you know, yeah. I have other family members who I might not want to... pattern my life after. I love them nonetheless, but you know, it was my parents that gave me just a great example of how to make a marriage work. Mm-hmm. And it's more than, you know, just a woman and a man, and it's like, you know, she said, the triangle. And for those of you who don't know exactly what we're talking about, like Reed kind of said it earlier, but the covenant is between you and your spouse and a Heavenly Father. You know, Heavenly Father who loves us, and we've talked about, we talk about him all the time on the show, but it's like, we've talked about different aspects of his love, you know, forgiveness and repentance and just different things like that. But just knowing that you are a child of God and that ultimately he wants you to be happy, I mean, who would you rather have that third person be? Like, I can't think of anybody else. So it's just extra support, in my opinion.
That's a good opinion to have, Anna. I'm feeling all mushy. On that note. On that note, we're going to play some more Uzi and Ari, and this is Don't Blackout. We're playing this from their MySpace site, which is myspace.com/Ben Shepherd. It might have a little bit of sketchiness happening here at the beginning. Like I said, we're playing it through the auxiliary computer, but we'll figure it out. So
it'll play.
Sit tight, and we'll see. And it stopped. Let's play It Doesn't Work. How fitting. The name of this next song is It Doesn't Work. Let's try this.
So you might have to refresh the page.
Get off MySpace, everyone. We're trying to play some music.
Stop getting on MySpace.
Let's try this. Buffering.
That's buffering.
Playing. All right, enjoy. So Reed was like pumping me up about this band.
Oh, so it's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's totally my
fault. I'm a curse, I think, when I come on the show.
Yeah, you are. You're cursed.
He's cursed.
But I was, gosh, you guys, I'm retarded. So we were playing that from MySpace, like I said, and I was loving the song, just loving the song. I'm like, I have to get these albums. So I'm like surfing around, and I navigate to where I can buy the albums.
Yeah, but we're playing
the song. And we're playing it from MySpace. I am cool. Really cool. Well, we'll talk for a little bit more, I guess, and I'll try it again, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, we only have like 7 minutes left, so it's
probably
a good idea.
On that wonderful note, I have a little...
Well, real quick, in case you guys actually do like their stuff...
Which is so good, I'm sorry I cut off.
...at Jesse's Bed and Breakfast, May 17th. And that's a really cool place if you guys want to check it out. I think they have a MySpace, too. It's free. But I do encourage you to tip the bands because they do have to get gas money to get home.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you like that, May 17th, Jesse's Bed and Breakfast.
Gosh, that was so good. I'm so depressed. I'm so depressed. I cut it off. We have a message from PPG Industries. This spring season, PPG Industries would like to remind our listeners not to drink and drive. If drinking is a part of your plans, and it probably isn't for most of our listeners, which is good, please call a cab or elect a sober driver. No matter how much fun you have, it's not worth losing your license, your freedom, or even your life. PPG Industries would like to thank everyone this spring doing what they can by checking IDs, being a designated driver, and drinking responsibly. This important community reminder is a courtesy from PPG Industries, wishing everyone a safe spring season. They're on the air because they care. We are PPG Industries. We make the coatings... Wait, what? They tell you what you do? That's weird. Okay. So usually they end after they're on the air because they care. But PPG Industries would also like to add that... We are PPG Industries. We make the coatings for the space shuttle and always looking for top talent. For more information on employment opportunities, you can visit our website at www.ppg.com. So if you like coatings for space shuttles...
Didn't that cause the one space shuttle to blow up? I probably shouldn't say that.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Thanks, Reed.
I'm kidding.
I know.
PPG is wonderful. They actually saved my life when I was 12.
Really?
That's another story for another time.
Wow.
Thank you, PPG.
Yeah, thank you. Cool. So, what else do we got? Besides the happy couple. You guys should see them. They both have good teeth. And they're holding hands. It's real cute.
The kids are going to have good teeth.
Yeah, they will. Did y'all pay for your teeth? You have naturally good teeth.
Paid for teeth.
Yeah. Paid for teeth. Yeah. No, they're gonna have jacked up teeth.
Whatever. It's gonna cancel each other. Like cancel.
Yeah,
each other out.
Cancel each other out.
No. They're gonna have bad eyes.
Our kids are gonna
too.
Have superpowers. It's gonna be amazing. You'll just wait and see.
What superpowers?
Whatever they want. I'm not gonna tell my kids what to do.
That's sweet. That's sweet. So, you know, as I was alluding to before, My family's really jacked up. Well, my parents are. But they both remarried, and they have these amazing, amazing, amazing marriages. They're both remarried in the temple. And I gotta tell you, happy marriages, happy temple marriages, have got to be the greatest thing on earth.
Yeah.
For sure.
I remember watching a video that they showed at the open house for the San Antonio Temple that Elder Holland was talking. And he was describing, like, his relationship with his wife. And it was really sweet. Kind of made me tear up a little bit because he was talking about how, you know, they've been married, like, 40-something years. And
Holy.
He still can't imagine spending, you know, eternity without her.
Ah!
And it was just like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. We have to kind of squish this important point in because we only got 4 minutes. But mm-hmm. When you're born, okay, so I was born to parents that were married in the temple. So that means I've born into the covenant, born into the covenant,
yes.
Whatever. So what that means is that I am automatically sealed to my parents. So just like they have an eternal relationship, I have an eternal bond to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really important. And to my brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Now the reason that you are, the term we use is sealed to them is because... You want to be with them in the eternities. Like, it's just, it's a wonderful concept that we have and fully believe in that families can be sealed together forever. And it's kind of, if you think like a, you know, those fun little chain link banners you make when you are in primary and they just like link together. It's like families. You know, you can have, I'm sealed to my kids will be sealed to me kind of thing. And, on and on and on. Keep going. It's beautiful.
No, I was giving you backup music. That was like when the you know, moment gets really touching and mm-hmm. like the underscore
yeah.
comes in. That's what that was. All right. Well, we've got 2 minutes left. What would you guys like to say to each other? Let's have a love moment. A love moment to leave our listeners.
I like how we say that and they like drop hands and move away from
yeah,
each other.
I know.
No, I like what you said, Colleen, about how in your opinion, a temple marriage is one of the greatest blessings that we can receive, and that's right on the money, I believe, is that a temple marriage is the source, I think, of the greatest blessings that we can receive from a loving Heavenly Father. Because of that, you can be together with the person you love, and you can be with the children that come from that beautiful marriage as a family, and I mean, for me, I'm not incredibly old, but I've been around for a little while, and just for me, I've just been able to realize that my family and my relationship with Ashley are the things that mean the most to me and the things that I want to hang on to forever. And I've had a pretty cool motorcycle, so, so I'm not a stranger to fun things in this world. But but seriously though, like my family and Ashley are the only things that matter to me at the end of the day, and I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to be with her forever and with my family forever.
That was a good love moment. That's what I wanted. I wanted to get some sort of love moment. That was good. Anyone who would like to share these love moments with Anna and I, we're single.
We are available.
Available. If you're hot and nice. Mm-hmm. And like lots of other things, but, we're out of time. So,
We're not shallow.
Thanks for listening to LaVarum for the Latter Day. We're taking off, but our last show next week, which may not be our last show, but I think it probably will be our last show, but it may not be, is going to be on Exaltation.
Sweet. So look forward to that.
We love you. Thank you, Rhea and Ashley, for being here.
Say bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.